putting up the VAT rate at this time, you know, basically it's crazy. I mean, this was introduced in 2011, basically in the financial crisis and that. It was basically introduced basically to improve basically tourism. I mean, also improve basically room rates and people to get more into to the county net. At the moment, basically, we're advertising Donegal as a destination and bringing people in. And now all of a sudden we want to increase in that rate. And basically the biggest fears that I have at doing at this time, and we're all well aware, that mean, you know, Brexit is coming down the road. Here in Donegal, that mean 95% of our land border is with Northern Ireland. And, you know, this is going to have a huge impact on our sector here in the Northwest. And not alone that, I mean, if you're chatting to anybody in the business at the moment, I mean, insurance premiums were spiraled last year. So anything between 10 to 15% on premium levels, I mean. So definitely putting up the room rate now at this time, you know, and basically the reason they're saying they're putting up is because Dublin is doing so well. Well, if Dublin is doing so well, let them put it up in Dublin. But here in Donegal in the Northwest, we cannot accept it.
So do you think maybe the government should look at 13.5% VAT rate for Dublin, but 9.5% for the rest of the country?
Well, definitely. I mean, because if they're saying, you know, the tourism product, like, and the tourism product in Dublin is completely different product to rural Ireland and to Donegal here and the Northwest. And I mean, you know, Dublin has seen a significant increase in the room rates and the demand. And, you know, I'm sure if you, Barry, or anybody else from this area is ringing Dublin trying to get bedrooms, they cannot get them. A lot of that is down to a shortage of bedrooms in Dublin. And basically, and then the room rates are put up very high in Dublin. And basically, they're saying, basically, the Dublin hotels are not passing on. Well, I mean, you know, why penalise rural Ireland again? And penalise Donegal and the North West. If Dublin are getting such a rate for their rooms, well, then they'll put up the VAT in Dublin, but leave the North West and leave Donegal as it is.